From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said today the world should respect his Justice and Development Party's victory in a snap parliamentary election. On Sunday, he described it as the people of Turkey voting for stability. Sunday's returns Thursday, Turkey to single-party rule just 5 months after the AKP lost its majority in parliament in a June polling. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA most observers were expecting a different result.
Two important things happened which led to this result. One of those was that some of the violence that took place actually scared many of the people who had gone on to the Nationalist Party to come back to the AKP. And the second thing that happened was there was a conscious realization that you have to have a powerful government, a more secure, stable government, which can last there for 5 years to be able to take care of some of the new issues that are starting to develop.
Sunday's vote followed months of rising tensions between the government and a loose alliance of pro-Kurdish leftists, feminists, and nationalist Kurds. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is on a visit to Central Asia following trips to Europe and the Middle East. On Sunday, he met with the leaders of five former Soviet republics, all concerned about a resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan and the recruitment of their people into terrorist organizations such as the Islamic State. U.N. Security Council condemning the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab's attack on Sunday of a Mogadishu hotel that left at least 12 dead, the council praising the response by Somalia's army, which killed all of the attackers. Al-Shabaab seeks to impose a strict form of Islamic law on the country. This is VOA News. Police in Bangladesh say they are investigating a local radical Islamist group in the latest deadly attacks on two publishers in Dhaka. Police suspect the banned group Ansula Bangla Team, ABT, carried out Saturday's attack, but another militant group, Al-Qaeda, in the Indian subcontinent also claiming responsibility. South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have agreed to quickly resolve a decades-long dispute over Korean women forced to serve as sex slaves during Japan's brutal occupation of the Korean Peninsula in the first half of the 20th century. Two leaders made the promise during a bilateral summit in Seoul today, their first since Abe took office in 2012 and Park in 2013. President Park had refused to meet directly with Abe because of Japan's reluctance to properly acknowledge the plight of the so-called comfort women. Today's meeting was a long-sought goal of the United States, which is seeking closer ties between Seoul and Tokyo. U.S. Navy salvage team preparing to launch a remotely operated submersible to confirm that wreckage discovered near the Bahamas is that of the cargo ship El Faro, lost in a storm at sea last month. The ship vanished on October the 1st with 33 crew members aboard during Hurricane Joaquin. Authorities say they aim to survey the wreckage and hope to locate a voyage data recorder that could help yield some clues as to what happened. The loss of El Faro was the worst maritime accident involving a U.S. flagged vessel since 1983. New Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Congressman Paul Ryan, appearing on national television Sunday, talking about how he intends to lead as Speaker. VOA's Victor Beatty has our report.
The 45-year-old Ryan, the youngest speaker elected in more than 100 years, says his election represents a new day and promised to break with the past.
Get the House working like it was intended to work, like the founders intended it to work. Open up the process. I think it's very important that we do find common ground where we can find common ground to advance the nation's interests and do it in a way where we don't have to compromise principle.
Ryan says many Americans are falling behind economically, with about 46 million living in poverty, and described U.S. foreign policy as a disaster. Ryan, who is second in line of succession to the presidency behind the vice president, says he was elected to unify Republicans and plans to operate by leading the House to consensus rather than dictating consensus. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
And in sports news, the Kansas City Royals won their first World Series crown since 1985, capitalizing on a critical mistake in the game in the ninth inning and later breaking away in the 12th to beat the New York Mets, that is, 7-2. It was Game 5 played in New York.
That's the latest world news from VOA.